Welcome to the Sparkening Podcast.
In this episode, I talk with Carol J. Dunlop, Amazon International best-selling author of Unmarket Your Business, about how to get more customers to your website. I'm here with Carol J. Dunlop. Carol, it's great to have you on the show. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hey Blake, thanks so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. And I love what you're doing. I love your show. My name is Carol J. Dunlop. I am known as the online wow strategist. And I'm also an Amazon number one international best-selling author for my book, Unmarket Your Business. My husband and I are celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary, business anniversary, and being in love anniversary.
Wow, great. Congratulations.
In June. I know. Thank you. So we actually started our business way back when the WWW, nobody even knew what that was.
Right.
We started creating websites for entrepreneurs. And from that, we evolved into creating the websites that we do now, because we do strictly WordPress websites. We create with them and we customize the theme. And so along the way, we ran into a lot of people who wanted a lot of stuff but didn't really know what they wanted or how much it was going to cost or anything. So we had to really educate people on what it costs to have a wow website and what it costs to, you know, really get out there and find your people and all of that. So I guess over the last 25 years, we've evolved a lot. We've added social media. And now we've come to the point where we know that just having a pretty website isn't enough at all. We know that and I know you know this too.
Yes.
Just putting your website up there is not enough, because people, they won't know where to go to find it. They have no idea you're there. So that's when we incorporated into everything that we're doing, social media, content marketing, and email marketing, along with your wow website. And we call that our four pillars of online business success. So basically, we work with entrepreneurs who struggle to market their business online successfully, and we help them do just that. So that's us.
Wonderful. Well, you're very accomplished and excited to have you on the show. I think that our audience is small business owners or personal brands that don't exactly know how to do digital marketing. And so I think that it'll be great to hear some of your insights about that as well. I just have a couple of questions for you, particularly about digital marketing. So I know you do web design, you're a speaker, you're an author, you mentioned you've done so many things. And for the benefit of the listeners, I'd like to really dive deep into maybe some tactics or things that have helped you in the past to grow successful websites. So I want to ask you, you told me that you have three things that never fail you when you're starting on a marketing journey, and I'd like you to elaborate on that if you could.
I would be happy to, and I love telling this, because this is actually like the foundation of everything that you do in business. The three things that you need to do and need to know, number one, is who your audience is, because if you don't know who you're talking to, you're basically going to be talking to everybody and you wind up talking to nobody. So
right.
You have to figure out who exactly you're talking to. Who is your audience? You know, is it young moms who want recipes quickly, or is it people over 50 who want to work out in the gym, or, you know, is it that professional who used to be a corporate executive but is now doing their own business? You have to narrow that down. And I know a lot of people say, well, I don't want to narrow it down. I don't want to miss out on anybody. But the thing is, you can't talk to everybody. You can't market to the planet.
Right.
You can only market to the people who are looking for you and who want your solution. And since you can't service everybody, you have to narrow that down to exactly, you know, just get it down to one audience that you're going to start out with initially. And the thing is, you don't miss out on anybody else, because there are always outliers, people outside of that realm who will say, oh, they're awesome. Well, let me go see what they are. And you kind of build. You start small, but you build out. The second thing is you have to know what the people need. And you can find that out by really just listening to them, listening to your audience, watching the posts on social media, reading the articles. Because when you figure out who your audience is, you'll know who they are, where they are, what, you know, where they're hanging out and stuff, and find out what they're talking about. What is their need? What is their pain? you know, what wakes them up at 2 a.m. in the morning when they're sitting bolt right in their bed and they can't go back to sleep, or they can't get to sleep at all because they're worried about this thing. They're trying to solve this problem. So that's the second thing. What is it that they need from you? And then the third thing is, what are you willing to provide for them? Because you can't solve all of their problems. You know, they may be waking up in the middle of the night trying to figure out how they're going to mow the lawn. Well, you have nothing to do with mowing the lawn. But their other problem may be something that is, you know, that you can solve. So you have to figure out what you're willing to do, because you can't do everything, but you can do one or two things really good. Like, we are great at designing websites. That's what we do. That's what we love. And we seek people, we seek out people who are having issues with getting their website designed so that they can get business. So you have to figure that those three things. Who are you talking to? What do they need from you? And what are you willing to provide for them?
Awesome. And I love that, the simplicity of those three steps. I think that oftentimes when you don't really know marketing very well, especially online marketing in today's day and age, it's very, it can be daunting thinking about all the things that you don't know. And for the small business owners and personal brands listening, the simplicity here is the key, that when you are identifying your marketing strategy, it's really just about those three things. You need to identify your very specific audience. So whether you're, you know, a social media brand, or you're trying to build websites, or you're trying to sell plumbing services or whatever, you have to have your specific audience. You don't want to go too far outside of that. You have to know what platforms to be on and what people, what their pain points are and what people to reach. So I love the simplicity of that. So for you personally, what social media platforms are you on and active on?
You know, since we talk about social media, we're all just about all of them. Snapchat is really the one that I don't do a lot of stuff. I just stake my claim on it, but I don't really do anything with it. But I think for most business owners and for myself, Facebook is like number one, because Facebook helps you to find out stuff about people.
Right.
You know, but Facebook is one of those things that's really social. People go on there to be entertained, to laugh at stuff, to be silly, to take a break. So that's when they're like, really got their guard down. They're not thinking business all the time. They're thinking about, you know, what makes me happy, and what are the leisure things I want to do, and what do I like about this. So you can find out a lot about people, like how many kids they have, you know, where they live, what their interests are. So you can see how your business fits into that. The other one that I'm really active on is Twitter. And Twitter is one of those things where, you know, it used to be you can only do 140 characters. I think it's like 200 and something now, but still, it's brevity. The thing is getting your ideas across in a short amount of time, and most of it is leading people to some link that you have, either your blog post, or maybe you do a podcast, or you do an interview like I'm doing now, or maybe you have an article or something, you know, something of somebody else's that you're sharing. So you can really find out what someone is like by who they look up to, and they look up to people by sharing their stuff. You know, if you go on, if you're following somebody, like for instance, I follow you and I see, you know, what links you're tweeting out and what thoughts and what quotes, I kind of get a sense of what kind of person you are by the things that you say in just 140 characters.
Right.
And then the other one is Instagram. Instagram is all about beautiful pictures and how you can relate a story in your picture, and you know, you add a caption, but it's really the picture that people are seeing. So you can find out a lot about people by the pictures that they share. Are they sharing all stuff about themselves, or are they sharing things that they've helped their clients do, or are they sharing, you know, beautiful pictures of their kids and, you know, what's important to them? You can use social media, and I'm not talking about ads, I'm talking about just plain old using it to, you know, kind of lurk and figure out what people are up to, what they're doing. And of course, I'm on LinkedIn. That's how you and I met. Love LinkedIn. And LinkedIn is all about business. You know, when you go onto LinkedIn, you got to have your mindset of your best dress or your best suit or whatever, and you're putting your best foot forward, because you're really always, you're in the spotlight at all times, because people are coming there to do business with other people in what, you know, whatever manner or form they're figuring out it can happen. That's what they're trying to do. And this is where you can find out the qualifications that everyone has. You know, what school did they go to? How many degrees they have? What are they proficient in? So if you use all of this information is out there on social media. You can use it as your research, you know, without even hiring anybody. It just takes you some time, maybe an hour or two per week, to really drill down and find out what your client or potential client is about, what they're thinking about. You know, if you're after a big company or like a big contract, you can go and find out everything. You can go find out how many employees they have. You know, when's the last time they posted on LinkedIn? What are they proud of? You can find out anything you want about people strategically using social media. That's why I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, that was awesome. It's very, very powerful. And I think one thing that you really hit upon there is that every single platform is completely different. And one mistake that a lot of small business owners make is they try to be on everything and then they post the same exact content all the way throughout.
Yeah.
So you're not really putting native content onto Instagram, for example, or to YouTube if you use it, or Facebook or wherever you may be. But those platforms have different audiences. They have different stipulations, different character counts, different everything. And so I think it's really great what you said. You really pointed out what you do with each of those social networks. And so for all the personal brands out there listening to this, it's very, very important that you need to decide what platforms work for you. And the way you find that out is just by trying them, but don't just post the same post across five different platforms. That won't work. So thank you for hitting on that.
I heard you say that before, and I couldn't agree with you more. But I also wanted to say, sometimes you can lead people over to your other platforms that you're on.
Yes.
By showing them, well, I'll post, you know, I've got this going on YouTube. I'd love for you to come over there, or just by posting it. And I do that a lot, but I do specifically go into a platform and I'm on that platform, because we do have to remember that those platforms are successful and they want us, people who aren't paying but are, you know, kind of squatting on their space, to help them keep people's eyeballs on them for a long time. So when you create a post, think about, how long am I going to keep somebody on this platform before I try to lure them away to something else?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Not everybody is, well, how do I put this? While you may need to post different content for every social media platform, there is some, you know, there's some gray area, there's some overlap there. So that's also important to note. Could you tell me a little bit about maybe some, based on your experience, you've said that you have been around in this game before even the WWW era, which is highly impressive. And I don't think that many people listening to this are ever going to have the unique opportunity to talk to somebody that knows this much about it from start to finish. Can you tell me a little bit about some of your experience and the reliable ways that you found to market a business effectively?
Sure. I would love to. The thing is, when I wrote my book on marketing business, I looked through all my 24 years at a time of experience to see how we have maintained this long. You know, 80% of the businesses don't last for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So how have we been able to maintain? And I think the number one thing is about building relationships, because even with social media out there and the advent of how quickly you can connect with someone, you still have to build a relationship. And I compare it this way. Let's say you're going to a networking event, a real in-person networking event. Now, would you go up to that, to somebody you hadn't met before? You're just being introduced to them and say, "Hey, my name is Carol. How are you doing? Here's my business card. Call me tomorrow and let's start working together." I mean, you think, like, that is absurd. I would never do business with that person, right?
Absolutely.
You don't even think about them. As a matter of fact, when you walk away, you throw that card away. But people are doing that all the time with social media. They're like, "Hey, I'm so-and-so. Buy my book. Hey, I'm so-and-so. Get in my course. Hey, I'm so-and-so. You know, sign up to work with me right now." You have to develop a relationship with people. And Twitter and LinkedIn both have been really good for me to actually meet people, get to know them. Hey, how are you doing? Because when you start being active on whatever platform it is, you start to see people a lot that are posting a lot. So what do you do? Hey, how you doing? I hadn't seen your chat for a while. Or, hey, I love that link that you sent out the other day. I read it. It was really good. Or, you know, that's a bomb article. And then you go onto the person's website, look at their blog, and actually read the article that they had, come back to Twitter or wherever you first met them and say, hey, I just read your article. It was superb. I loved it. As a matter of fact, that's something like how you and I met, because number one, you tagged me in something about, in an article that I knew a lot about, how to get your people to interact with you. And I was like, wow, that's great. I don't even know this person, but let me go and see what he's talking about. So I listened to a couple of your episodes. I was like, hey, he's really cool. And then I went back to the original one and listened to it, and I was like, okay, I have some ideas. And I just poured out, you know, three ideas that came top of my head, the things that I've been doing, and now I'm on your podcast. So I think it says a lot about just crafting relationships, building relationships. That is the number one thing you can do. You can't expect to meet someone in person or online and then start working with them right away. It, you know, it can happen, but it usually doesn't. That's the main thing I would say. And then the second thing is to cultivate that relationship. You can't also meet someone and immediately you're trying to work with them. You got to find out about them, what they like, what they don't like, you know, the things they're doing. And you can use social media, as I demonstrated before, to find out a lot about people and just connect with them in a human way. And that's really the thing about it, connecting with them in a human way. And you never know what will happen, because I've partnerships on programs that we've launched, conferences that I've been a part of, summits that I've been a part of, and I have not met these people in person at all.
Right.
So it's all about building a relationship.
The key word in everything you said is human. Everything on social media, just because there's a screen in front of your face, doesn't mean that those relationships shouldn't be human. They shouldn't be real. And the most effective way to build your audience, to get, you know, more people interested in your business or whatever, is to treat them as human beings. And that's definitely the harder way to go. It's not the easiest thing to take time for every individual, but that's what creates qualified leads, qualified followers or subscribers. So I really love what you said there. I just have one last question for you. So I talk a lot about conversion optimization, kind of taking a website and either changing the design or the messaging or both, to create a more, you know, a more harmonious flow for the user to go from start to finish, meaning going from recognizing, understanding what your brand does to actually purchasing from you. And I would love to know if you have any insights or tactics, tips, whatever, about how to turn website visitors into actual leads, into actual customers.
Yes, I do. Thanks for asking. And that's a great question, and it's on the top of everyone's mind. How do I do this? I got this website, now what? Well, the first thing you have to think about is your website is the hub of your business. It's not just a place where you showcase your awards that you've won or how many clients you've worked with and all that. It's a place where people can go and find out about you, Y-O-U, brand you. Think of it that way. Like, for instance, on your about page, it should be, you know, uplifting and fun and, you know, tell little quirky things about you. But the number one thing is, when people land on your website, it should be able to answer the question that they have in their brain, because they came to you for a reason. Usually it was to solve a problem, because they saw you online somewhere and they followed you from a post or a graphic or something. They had some reason to visit your website. So you have to immediately, because you only have like 15 or 20 seconds, let them know, boom, I am the person for you. And you do that by answering their questions that they have in their head without saying, this is the answer to your question. So your content, your graphic, your buttons, everything has to be clear. All the clarity has to be there that you are the person that they thought you would be, and you have landed in the right place. Now, of course, that takes some good copywriting. It takes some not awesome graphics, but it takes graphics that are clear, and it can't be cluttered. Your website cannot be cluttered. And if you have, well, wherever you have the navigation, if it's on the top, which is the most popular, or down the left-hand side, which is the second most popular, then it needs to be clear that if I press this button, I'm going to this area, and I'm going to find out this information. Because if they press a button, it takes them somewhere else, or they can't find what they were looking for, they're going to bounce off of you right away. So you have to be, you know, you have to have that clarity. And the other thing that you have to really pump into your website is you have to think about, I need to hook this person right here when I get them. So they land here and they say, oh, this is the right person. Now what else you got? So do you have a video they can watch that can help them dive deeper? Because you have to look at your website kind of like the social media platform. I want to keep the eyeballs on my website as long as possible, just like those social media platforms want to keep the eyeballs on their platform as long as possible. So what else can I give you? Can I give you an awesome report? What about a blog post that really delves into what I'm talking about and helps answer some questions? And then at the end of that blog post, the end of that video, the end of that article, you say, hey, do you want more? Well, you can get more if you opt in. You don't really say opt in to my list, but you give them a chance to, hey, I can give you more. Just give me your name and your email address, and I'll send you this awesome report, or I'll send you another video, or I'll send you something else that'll help you do this better. So you want to take them another step. The next step is deeper, deeper, deeper. And what that helps to do is these people have raised their hand, they've come to your website, they are, oh, this is awesome, this is the person I wanted, now I want to find out more. I know we've all had that thing in our brain when we meet somebody and you're like, oh, what else does this person have? What else can I get? How can I get more stuff? That's what you want them to feel like when they come to you. Not necessarily buying stuff, but get more of you. So when they get on your list, on your mailing list that you should be sending out regularly, at least once a week, they get to get into your brain. They get a little piece of you every time. They get to see what you think about, the products you have, the services you provide, you know, what your thoughts on the world are, you know, the things that you share with them. And then that leads to them actually becoming a client or becoming a customer or buying something. And when you buy them, that is the best chance that you have of getting them to buy again. And when they buy again, then they become these raving fans who go out and tell others, you need to buy from them. So it's a process, but it's a process that you want, because you really want to look at the lifetime value of that client, not just one person who comes in and buys $10 worth of something from you, or even $100. You want to say, how much can this person spend with me over the lifetime of them being a client with me? And that's what your website can help you do if you set it up the right way, so that it's inviting, it answers the questions, it provides people with what they're looking for, and it helps them to go deeper into what they want.
Thank you so much for all of your tips, Carol. Now, you told me before the show that you have a free giveaway for the audience today. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Thanks so much, Blake, for having me on. I have totally enjoyed it. And I hope that everyone here has been able to get something from this that you can take away and put into play right away to help you get clients. Now, I have something special for your audience. I have 7 client getting strategies that you can download right now. It's absolutely free. And if you go to my website, csicorporation.com/7-strategies, that's csicorporation.com/7-strategies, you can download this. It'll give you some of the information that I provided for you when we were talking just now, but it'll give you some deeper stuff that you can get into, and you can put it into place right away, really quickly, and you'll begin to see some results right away, too, on your website.
Great. Thank you. That was Carol J. Dunlop. Thank you for coming on. Once again, a big thanks to Carol for her wealth of knowledge and all of the actionable tips that she shared with us today about getting more customers from your website. Just a quick note that if you haven't already, subscribe to the Sparketing YouTube channel and make sure to download our episodes so that you never miss out on actionable tips for your marketing. Also, there's a big surprise coming in the near future, so be on the lookout.